Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of our game-related podcast with me, your host, Shun Thulani Khosa. Today we're going to be discussing the positive power of gaming. So I realized recently that people underestimate the positive power of the art of gaming. And this is quite interesting because gaming has a lot of overlooked benefits which have helped people worldwide get over certain issues, deal with certain issues. So we're going to be looking at very few benefits that people can actually get from this gaming activity, and I hope we have non-gamers listening so that they can actually benefit from this discussion. They can get a little bit of knowledge on how they can benefit from this activity. So firstly, gaming can be therapeutic. So playing the right game on a stressful day could actually be the key to beating your frustration. Some games actually promote a laid-back attitude that is key in getting rid of your stress. So if you play the right game at the right time on a bad day, you could actually be beating your stress. You could be playing a game like Skydancer. Skydancer always has that stress relieving activity. So gaming could actually be therapeutic. Could actually be like therapy without having to go to the therapist's office. So secondly, gaming helps with dyslexia. So, for those who don't know, dyslexia is actually a reading disorder, which is commonly attributed to attention disorders. So you have an issue with reading, you struggle with reading, and the cause is most likely an attention disorder. So, gaming actually helps with that. So, studies have shown that games help with attention disorders, and this is because they require a lot of attention, right, to complete. So when you pay a lot of attention to the game, you're training your mind to get used to paying attention to certain things, right? And at the same time, you're enjoying the activity, you're having fun playing the game. So you're benefiting from having fun whilst you play the game. So this is for those that have kids that have dyslexia, or for those that are actually dyslexic. Consider it. Then lastly, last benefit we have is gaming fosters unity. So because of games, young people have actually learned to put their differences aside and enjoy team building activities such as multiplayer gaming. So multiplayer gaming is basically when we have two or more people playing the same game at the same time. So it could be, via LAN or Wi-Fi, or we could just have two people playing on the same console. So some of these people even tend to form professional teams that compete in professional tournaments. Then they end up winning prizes. They meet each other every day, they train together. This is fostering unity. So, these are some of the many, many benefits that we can get from, gaming, the positive power of gaming. So, this is it for today's discussion. Join me next time when we look at other gaming related issues. Good day.